Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. You remember that? So, no. On Destiny's Child, good to me.
No, that's
thank
not ringing a bell.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Is that Beyonce's part?
Hi, I don't know. Yeah, I think they harmonized for a little bit. And you, I don't remember the rest.
Speaking of Destiny's Child, I was literally just talking to Ebony the other day about their song Bugaboo. Mm-hmm. You make me want to throw my pager out the window.
Pager. Pause.
Like, break my lease so I can move. I told her, I said, girl, that's not a bugaboo. That's a stalker. Like, I got to change my phone number. I got to
move.
Got to move.
I got to chuck my damn pager.
Okay. Like damn, nigga, if you don't leave her alone.
Because it's not hot. How you be calling me pager?
This nigga nonstop. Calling you nonstop.
It sound like the episode of You. When I first met you, you were cool.
I was like, you know what?
Fool, but you know, back then, that shit used to be cute. You ain't never called somebody 26 times in a row?
I mean, I have whenever I've been mad.
That's what I'm saying.
But if I was calling 26 times in a row, sitting outside your house, showing up to your job, And I got make you want to move. Hey, let's call a spade. I'm a stalker.
I've been a stalker a time or two though.
You a stalker?
Not like a crazy stalker, but like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing? Popping up.
Okay, I popped up on a nigga.
I did a drive by. It actually looked like a drive by. Like, I turned my lights off and rode past somebody's house
and didn't see shit. Did you?
No, the nigga was outside with a bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck him. Yeah, that's the words I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga.
That's cool.
And you should have really drove by.
Not well. It was an altercation.
It was an altercation?
Yes.
Boy, I do not miss the days of fighting over niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Like the girls running around the car.
Oh yeah, nah, fam.
She just my home girl. Come to find out they were fucking.
Of course.
And he fucked her outside. So
damn, he ain't even take her in the house.
What house? It was mine.
So the niggas. So you did a drive by on your own house?
No, he was at his homeboy house, but his homeboy lived with his mama.
Okay, it's too much. It's too much shit going. It sounds to me like too many reasons why niggas shouldn't be cheating.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. Because now you cheating and you homeless. So.
I guess. Like I said, I don't miss the days of fighting over niggas. Because right now, if a woman came up to me and was like, I'm sleep. Hey, sis.
Have at it. Gav him.
Have him. Just make sure you check his phone and make sure he don't call me back.
Okay, delete my number from the contact.
Yeah, delete my number. Hey, girl, while you at it, go ahead and block me.
Okay. Don't even tell him you block me.
Okay. Just block me, girl.
Okay, and I do the same.
Girl, because I had a family member on block, and I forgot. I forgot I blocked her.
For real?
She kept calling me from her cell phone, and she got a house phone.
Oh.
I was like, why the hell does she keep calling me from her cell phone? I was like, oh, shit. She been blocked for about 4 months.
Dang. You take her off, though?
Yeah, I went ahead and took her off. But, man.
I was going to say, like, remember that they used to have the app, like, that would take somebody repeatedly?
Hell yeah.
Like, send it, like, 100 times. Like, what are you doing?
I wonder if those apps are still up.
I'm pretty sure it is. The ringtone apps aren't still up anymore, but I'm pretty sure.
They're not.
The other shit is still up.
But I saw they still sell ringtones, though, in, like, the iTunes store.
Is somebody still buy them?
I would imagine.
Oh.
I used to love me some ringtones.
We still have ringtones?
I used to change them with my mood.
Let me not say that, because... I mean, it's nothing wrong with you having a ringtone, but I'm lazy about stuff like that. Like,
right.
When I have a purse, I have the same purse. I don't ever change it out. When I have a ringtone, it's the same ringtone. My alarm is still E-Greedy Girl.
I need a E-Greedy Girl. Someone to share my world.
My 6:45 alarm is E-Greedy Girl.
Girl, you are not waking up to E-Greedy.
First thing first, this ain't a love song.
It's a fuck song.
Just to let you know, my eat greedy girl got my head gone.
Big Chief, come get her.
Please.
Come get her. Please. Hell no.
Please.
Hell no.
Not after. Yeah.
Hell no.
No, we're not gonna keep inside jokes from y'all. But I saw he was writing someone, and I was just like,
really?
Oh, you really don't give no fuck.
Really? Oh, I thought you was a chief.
Okay, I thought you had standards.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously not. All right. Get your song?
Yeah, you I got my song. Go first. You want me to go first or you go first?
You got it. Ready?
Okay. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Baby, I've been thinking lately so much about you. Everything about you. I like it. I love it. Kissing you in public, thinking nothing of it. Roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so sexy. Your voice is so lovely. I love your complexion. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I really want to kiss you, but I can't. I thought those last two lines was for sure going to give it to you.
I mean, it sounds like Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Is. Baby, you know that I miss you. I can't wait to kiss you. But right now, I guess, oh, baby, kiss me through the phone.
Aww,
kiss me
through the phone.
He should be on the Millennial Tour.
You know what?
But we'll talk about
it. Yeah, because who else should we see? There's a couple people I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Ooh, I think the first one.
Oh, Lord, ready to fuck up.
You fine, but I ain't gonna sweat you. See, I wanna fuck. Tell me what's up. Walk around a club with your thumb in your mouth. Put my dick in. Take your thumb out.
Wait.
There might be a little... Fuck it, that's a question mark. I don't even know what to say.
Do it. Wet. Is this crime mob?
No.
I know that walk around the club with your thumb in your mouth.
Yeah. See, this is... Okay. Because I have a question mark. I figured they don't even know. Okay. Let me start. Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear.
Oh.
Say something that you might like
hey,
to hear.
Hey, how you doing, little mama? He was me.
Yeah.
He ain't twin.
Yep.
They gonna be on the tour, right?
Yep.
Oh, it's lit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking lit.
I'm trying to...
Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me whisper.
Speaking of tour,
idea was that to go in the studio and just...
Whisper?
Hey, how you doing?
You know what? You heard 21 Savage album?
Yes.
The AMR song?
Yes.
I actually like it.
I do too. Okay.
Whatever it did, it works.
Bruh, 21 Savage goes fucking hard.
I'm not a really big fan of his, but I actually like the album.
Yeah, his album is really good. He is fine. And I love this whole entrepreneur. I'm more than just a rapper.
Yeah, taking it serious.
I'm giving back to the community. Like, oh, yeah.
That last song is like my favorite song.
Yeah, I like a lot.
J. Cole in there. Cole World.
Yeah.
We're just gonna whisper.
Would y'all listen to a whole episode of us whispering?
This is the what's it called? ASMR.
Have you heard Cardi's?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Cardi's did something to me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What?
Her whole ASMR video where she was like, she's like,
did you send you chills up your spine?
Yeah, and she was, it's Cardi. I was like, oh my God.
How can you do that ASMR?
You said what?
How can you do that ASMR? Like, how can you?
It's really just them like talking.
But what? Oh, in their voice?
Yeah.
It's like a whisper.
No, it's not just a whisper. It's like them talking, like soothing.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
I need to listen to hers. Okay.
Yeah, Cardi's is good. I was like, I think that's what has everybody so attracted to them. Them videos, people eating crab legs and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't like watching that shit.
I don't like, it's so gluttonous.
And it's so like dirty, like sloppy.
Yeah.
I like the soap cutting videos and like
Have you seen the new one, the makeup destruction videos?
I don't like that.
I'm like,
that's so wasteful.
I said, why would somebody go spend? I saw somebody cutting up a Anastasia palette. I said, what?
That's so, I don't know. The other stuff is getting destroyed too, but I feel like that's everyday household items. Like you, that's like, oh, look, I got a bar of soap.
Cutting up a bar of soap is different from makeup destruction.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I was like, what?
And you're
the
like
fuck?
Digging in like that. Yeah. I think the fact that too is so untidy is what I don't like.
Yeah, that's true too.
All right, so we're gonna ASMR this intro.
Yeah.
Hey, best friend.
Ain't it a blessing?
You are now blessed. That's your part. Okay,
yeah.
Start over. Hey, best friend.
Ain't it a blessing? You are listening to another episode. I don't like looking you in your eyes doing this.
Because you are very sexual. You are
listening to. Nigga, let's just do regular. Come on.
Hey, best friend.
Ain't it a blessing? You are listening to another episode of
Hear You Podcast.
This is Tan.
And this is B.
And we just failed the ASMR terribly.
Horribly.
No, but
not we.
By you. Let's get it.
All right.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started in this week with the shits.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Okay, let's start with 100 rounds.
Okay.
Ray Shrimmered.
Ear drummer.
Ooh, Mississippi.
Slim Jimmy. Slim Jim.
Brothers.
Are they brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Huh. Okay.
All right, so earlier this week, mm-hmm. Slim Jimmy actually decided to get on Twitter and let us know, basically in offset fashion, y'all won, Ray Shrimmer broke up.
What do we do? I'm tired of getting blamed for shit.
Right. So the thing is, okay, so everybody knows that Swae Lee is basically like the Beyonce of the group. Mm-hmm. He's just more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Everybody has always talked about them breaking up, and they've always been like, nah, we're brothers. Like, we're in this together.
But they're real brothers.
They're real brothers.
Oh, okay.
So they've been like, nah, we in this together. Mm-hmm. You know, whoop-de-woo.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing about Ray Shrimmer, first of all, that I'm going to start with, is I wish them niggas would stop acting like they're still 18. Like, I feel like they're lying about their age.
They don't look old.
They got to be about 28, 29.
You think so?
Hell, fool. Ray Shrimmer been around for a minute. What? And I think when they came out, they were about 22, so 21.
What? You think so?
Hell yeah.
I thought they were like 15, 16 when they came out.
Mm-mm. They were older.
You sure?
I feel like Swae Lee at least should be 28.
Swae Lee.
I feel like them niggas is running around here with their Shirley Temple age.
They say he born in 1995.
Ain't no way Swae Lee born in 1995.
And Slim Jimmy is 27.
Ain't no way.
Well, that's what the wiki say. The wiki.
So Swae Lee's supposed to be 23 years old?
Yeah.
Hell no.
And Slim Jimmy's 27.
Ain't no goddamn way.
Why you keep saying that?
There ain't no way. And I could have sworn I saw a Breakfast Club interview where they slipped up on their age.
And said what?
And Slim Jimmy said that he was 28. I'm going to find it. And I'm going to post it.
Okay.
But anyways, so Slim Jimmy is saying that they broke up. So, you know, people have always kind of put them against one another. And I think that's why they kind of went the route that they did with their last album. Did you ever listen to it?
No.
So basically,
oh, yeah,
the three-part album?
Like the Outkast.
Yeah, they went the Outkast route.
Uh-huh.
So both of them had their solo albums, and then they did a joint album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you. I felt like the whole thing was trash.
For real?
I mean, for it to have like 30-something songs and like two, three of them go off.
Yeah.
I was like, eh.
It was one song that Swae Lee
had. I like
had.
Guatemala.
That one.
That was like a summer song for me. Swae Lee's super talented though. But I feel like he's more of like a feature guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, not necessarily like, not only me wrong, it's been a couple of Swae Lee songs that I've been like, oh, okay, this is cool. But nothing that just like really stuck with me.
Yeah.
But
so he does a lot of hooks and stuff on people's albums. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I think he does a lot of producing too, because he produced he's one of the co-producers of Formation.
A Formation?
Beyonce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah. So Swae Lee is like super talented.
Mm-hmm.
But so then
I like Hurt to Look.
Oh yeah, that was a good song too.
But
like I said, none of it just really sticks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're good. It's good music. But so somebody apparently went on the Ray Shrimmer Twitter and was like, nah, we still together.
Oh.
Ray Shrimmer is still one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the fuck that was about. But, and so then like Trippy Red jumped in it. I'm pretty, you know who Trippy Red
is? Nope. Does not.
Trippy Red jumped in and was like, Slim Jimmy sucks. We only like Swae Lee. It is what it is. Slim Jimmy responded to Trippy Red and was like, you don't look like you can fight.
That's the nigga that look albino, don't he?
Yeah, he got like the red dreads or something like that.
Yeah, and real hot.
All them niggas really starting to look alike. Y'all all look like clones.
Some look like androids.
Fats. Avatars.
Arthropods. These are avatars.
Like all y'all niggas really starting to look alike.
What's a Trippy Red song?
I don't really listen to him like that.
Oh, okay.
I just know him from the internet and like talking shit, and he's always smoking blacks. Like, always. And then he be hitting them like a blunt.
So he's not even inhaling. Well, he's inhaling hard.
Girl, maybe. Swallowing. Nigga over there swallowing the smoke.
He's not very attractive.
Yeah, he's not at all. So, I don't know. You know, I feel like it's a little unfair for us to be putting them against each other, especially since they're brothers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they already have to feel a sense of, like, competition within themselves. Mm-hmm. And, like, for people to be adding to it.
Yeah.
Should maybe relax a little bit.
Just a tad.
Just a little bit. Ugh. So, you know, prayers for Slim Jimmy. He just had a baby and stuff.
Oh, he did? Like, with that, I don't know. Swae Lee was the one who went in a crazy-ass relationship, ain't he?
Yeah. Oh, okay. With the girl who kept posting.
In his car.
Yeah, and doing all that weird shit, and he going back, and...
So are they together now?
Girl, I don't know. I didn't even keep up with that shit. I was just like, we'll find out when she gets pregnant.
Whoa.
And she's like, oh, I've got baby Lee.
I always have a part of you.
Baby Sway. So.
Whoa.
Prayers for, you know, Ray Shrimmered. And
would they?
Hopefully y'all can stay together. Blood is thicker than the music industry.
Or is it?
Right.
Is it?
So we'll go ahead and go on over to our next topic.
Okay.
All right. 100 rounds.
All right.
Oh, Joel Santana.
Teeth. That's literally the first thing now it's come to mind.
Percocets.
Handcuffs.
Airport.
I just keep like, how did this nigga run through the airport and not, sir, we found a gun and
just took off.
Like, how does that happen? Airports are big.
Airports are big.
That nigga just kept running.
Girl, that nigga was probably high. He had that high run. Nothing can stop me. I am determined.
I will get.
I'm just wondering who picked him up. Were they waiting outside? Like, for him to have already been over there by TSA?
Kimbella was like, all right, baby, see you when you get back. And she was getting ready to pull off from the curb. And it's, you know, when you pull on someone, like, hey.
Girl, can't you see Kimbella hitting the mean-ass U-turn?
In the middle of the, on the turnstile. Officer was like, ma'am, you can't go this way. My baby needs me. My man needs me.
I'm on my way, baby.
No. Busted a U-E to one way only.
Okay, girl. Kimbella done ignored the no U-turn sign.
Cussing at everybody else going around the right way. You see me come out here, move the fuck out the way.
She done ignored the do not enter. She done ignored the no turn, no left turn.
Okay.
Girl, Kimbella ignored every traffic
girl,
signal.
Girl, done punctured her tires because she went the wrong way.
Girl, on them spikes.
Yes. I tell you I did that.
Hell no, I ain't never did that.
I tell you, I did that.
For real?
Yes.
Fool, what?
I was returning a car at the airport, and my ex had driven my car through the thing, even though it said, like, no personal vehicles back here. He didn't pay attention and drove the car through.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't figure out a way to get out. You know what I'm saying? I probably should have waited for an employee to come stop. But I was just like, so as soon as the gate opened, I was like, well, just follow that car out after. You know, because every time you go out, you had to do a badge. I was like, well, just follow this car. As soon as, girl, I followed the car. I just, dum, dum. Girl, they say, I know everything started flashing. Lights start going off.
Fool.
Girl, yes. My dumb ass being impatient.
Wow.
I made it like a quarter of a mile outside the airport and had to call a tow truck to come get us.
That is wild.
Yes.
That was your car or the rental?
My car.
Wow, I would have much rather did that on the rental.
Hell no.
Why?
I can't put used tires in a rental.
Y'all would call the insurance. Won't insurance pay that?
I don't know.
I thought if you had more than one flat tire, up to three, they'll go ahead and help you.
Listen, I don't want to chance none of my insurance.
Yeah, you right.
So
you right.
So I showed the boss me used tires and slapped it on that car.
Girl, come back, different tires on there.
I said, ma'am, we need to charge you $400 because we don't know where these tires came from.
Girl, that's wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, we actually talked about Kimbella and Joel Santana getting engaged. Mm-hmm. Well, surprise, surprise, the little nigglets got married this weekend.
Which is like so...
It's so wild.
It makes
me
wonder if she's expecting. Like, that's a...
No, he expecting for him to go to jail.
But I'm saying, like, the way that the wedding moved so fast, like...
Ain't that a damn shame? You wait 10 years for to get married, and then you have a one-month engagement, my nigga.
Has it really been 1 month?
Girl, they haven't even been... They probably got engaged in December.
Bro.
And they got married.
That's crazy.
And Joel's got to turn himself in soon.
That's so, like, that's so sad.
Girl, and all of her bridesmaids were the Love & Hip Hop cast.
Huh?
Yes, girl.
So this is going to be broadcast on the Love & Hip Hop finale.
Girl, it was definitely a Mona Scott wedding.
Who were her bridesmaids? Was Yandy her bridesmaid?
Yandy. Oh. I saw Sin. Sin was one of the bridesmaids. Uh-huh. She had like three bridesmaids. Three or four. Oh. They all look Love & Hip Hop. I said, okay.
I see what's going on here.
I see what we got going.
Look, were all
his groomsmen Dipset? I don't know. I didn't see his pics.
Mona told him, listen, you want this free wedding? Because Kimbella, your storyline is gone. So I don't know what we're going to do with you next season. But we can't. This is what we can do for you. We can pay for this wedding. But you got to do it before he goes in. And you got about a month. So we'll pay for it for you. You got a $5,000 budget.
Get started.
And make it happen.
It looked like it was $5,000. It looked real
thrifty.
I don't
want to say $5,000, but it looked
thrifty.
It looked thrown together.
That.
And then, listen, he looked so unhappy.
Girl, that nigga looked fucking miserable.
He looked like he already in jail. He looked like he already signed up for jail.
Okay. Like, the nigga done turned himself in early. I was just like, nigga, you got the nerve to fucking look like that after she waited 10 years, bro?
And two babies. So how many ever kids they had? Three? Two, three?
She done waited through a drug habit.
Cheating. A music career that didn't...
That completely cried the goddamn ground. This girl done got a head beat in and behind you.
Who the hell?
Weren't they fighting her on Love & Hip Hop about him?
Oh, who was it? I don't remember. Yeah.
Like, this girl, she done took licks.
Kimbella was the one flying at somebody, though.
Was. Ugh. And you got the nerve to be looking like a mugshot in your wedding photos?
So unhappy. Girl, I be like, you know what? If you get out, I'm still single. We could try it then. Like, you just don't look like you want to be here.
Yep.
I don't want to be here now. Ain't nothing worse than when somebody, like, you know what I'm saying? You be in a good mood, somebody in a pissed off mood to just piss you off.
Yeah.
Just like.
And just come around with that energy.
You can just go. Like, you really can go now.
This poor girl, like, this is how you really just getting your whole wedding bliss started. With this fuck shit.
And then, like, y'all didn't want to really get to, because he can't go out of the country, can he?
I don't think so.
Where y'all living in Jersey?
Girl, they probably finna go to New York.
Staten Island? They live in New York.
I thought they lived in Jersey.
Oh. Should I be thinking that's all of New York?
It pretty much is. They probably finna get a one night in Manhattan.
To the ferry. You're gonna take a ferry. I ain't never been to New York. I don't know. So that's what I imagine y'all do.
Girl, they need to go on a tour of Rikers.
All right.
That's what they need to do.
Right,
get on that damn ferry.
Okay, asshole.
Get on that ferry and go straight to Rikers.
Okay, asshole.
I was like, boy, this nigga is really trying to make sure he got these conjugal visits, huh?
They don't have conjugal visits up there.
They don't?
He can get contact visits now. Because she's his wife.
See, these niggas, you know, but I told myself, I said, I'm going to stop being so hard on niggas.
I hear that repeatedly, that we're hard on niggas, and I don't feel like that.
I personally don't feel like it. I feel like I be telling the truth. I feel like I be telling my truth.
And that's what I'm saying. And it ain't always, like, it ain't, what is it called? Inclusive of all niggas. Like, me saying niggas could just be
anything. I be calling
just like y'all say bitches.
Niggas.
Oh, I say bitches. I'm not talking about, I don't know you, bitch.
And I'm like, you know what? If you're a good man, nothing about what I'm saying should bother you.
It shouldn't apply. If it don't apply,
let it fly. Like, if you were a decent human being out here that ain't robbing, stealing, killing, breaking hearts,
cheating, being giving infections and babies,
I'm telling you, like, then you should just
passing out dick like vitamins.
Just go ahead and let the episode keep playing.
Okay, just like,
but I'm talking about niggas like Juelz.
Yeah, and Nick, I feel like most niggas who feel like, wait, you know, but
there is no reason for a woman to be waiting 10 years and behind a nigga. And like we have talked about it on the podcast before, it's not like you waiting 10 years for the nigga to finish school. Medical school, or for him to finish getting his trade together or finances. Like, Juelz, he spent plenty of money, I'm pretty sure, on women.
Yeah.
Drugs.
All
kind of shit.
Studio time.
And somebody is supposed to sit around and just sit at home and wait for you to, I'm going to grow up one day. Mm-hmm. But today ain't the day. Now you old, raggedy, and finna be in prison. Mm. I'm sorry. Mm. I don't see what we celebrating here.
I mean, we celebrating the union, but I just don't understand why it's happening.
I don't understand.
That's so fast.
Yeah, exactly. Literally a month ago.
But look,
I don't even think her ring real.
Not my husband. His teeth ain't real, so how her ring gonna be real?
Kimbella's ring is way too fucking big for a nigga that we ain't heard since when. Ain't that many goddamn royalties.
Listen, if my ring is that big, I'd much rather him fix them teeth. Yeah. Like, I'd much rather him fix them teeth than to get me a big ass rock that I can't wear.
Probably should have bought a house, because on Love and Hip Hop, they look like they live in a condo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
That's what. How about you invest wisely? Just get, you could have bought Kimbella. But that's them, these niggas in these hush rings, fam.
No, I don't. This is a Love and Hip Hop had given him a budget. For a ring, a dress. But I always left out the budget for his tux, because he looked like a goddamn penguin. Was it Mr. Popper's Penguins?
God, shut up.
He just
looks terrible.
I'd just much rather him had been in like a tall tee and he looked like he'd be more comfortable in that. Like, he just looked,
girl,
like he's finna like orchestrate a hood opera or something.
That nigga didn't want to be at the wedding. He didn't want to be at the engagement photos. That nigga look like he want to be at the studio with the hoes.
And the
perks.
That's
where his heart is.
And the perkies.
that's where his fucking heart is.
I, Juelz, take you.
Let
perk.
That nigga,
I mean,
go home.
Kim. You let the little nigga go home.
Let him go home.
Free him, Kim.
Like, what?
Free him and you'll free yourself.
Poor Kimbella, bro. She is just gone. She gone. Well, she off the market now, so. Best of luck in holy matrimony.
Off the market, but does it matter if you're off the market when the market's Walmart?
that is a fucking,
like, does it really matter?
Girl, her market Piggly Wiggly.
It ain't open no more. There ain't too many open right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. I at least want a Wegmans or a United, what's the Market Street?
Yeah, give me a Market Street. Sprouts.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, like.
Something with some shit you can't find everywhere.
Hell yeah. Like, you know.
I went into, Market Street, and I saw some goddamn jackfruit. I saw some jackfruit.
The fact that I saw jackfruit at Kroger, like, last week.
But you was probably in a nice Kroger, though.
Yeah, it was a nice Kroger.
In a Kroger Select.
Yeah.
Where they make the sushi at.
Yeah. Okay. The one that got the hot soups.
The hot soups and the hot sandwiches.
Hell yeah.
I saw a goddamn jackfruit. I ain't never seen no jackfruit before in my life.
That thing's so big.
I was like, what is this? And then they had, like, dragon fruit. Okay, PSA. Dragon fruit is nasty as fuck.
It's not nasty.
Yes, it is. The one that's, like, it's white and seedy.
Yeah.
Like, shit is it don't taste like nothing.
I feel like it has like a little, like almost like a kiwi, but not as sweet.
So what is that?
A dragon fruit.
A kiwi really don't have no taste.
Are you crazy?
Like, it's sweet, but it don't have like a, this is why I don't get, where the fuck does strawberry kiwi come from? Because kiwi don't taste like that.
The strawberry overpowering, but the kiwi, so if somebody put fruit in front of you right now with a blindfold on,
I could tell it's a kiwi, but I'm saying...
Hey, but if you ate it, you wouldn't be able to be like, oh, this is a kiwi.
Yes, because of the texture and stuff, but it don't really taste like nothing.
It tastes like a kiwi.
It just it's like watery. It tastes like it's full of water, which not it is.
Me. It tastes really... Kiwi's really sweet to me.
But see, that's the thing, though. You don't like a lot of sweet stuff. I like sweet fruit, sweet stuff. So, like, is this what I'm saying? A dragon fruit, it tastes just like a block of water with seeds.
Yeah, no.
It don't have no taste.
I like that it had, like, a little sweetness. Now, what I did buy at Kroger was a kumquat.
What's that? It sounds sexual. It sounds dirty.
It's not at all. It's almost like...
It's like an orange, ain't it?
Yeah, like a little tiny orange.
So, a clementine.
No, they're way smaller. They're like this big. They almost look like a pill.
Huh?
They're like this big. Mm. And they're orange. And they have like, it has like the rind of an orange on the outside. Uh-huh. But I guess I didn't pick the right ones. Uh-huh. Because a lot of people are saying that you're supposed to just eat the whole thing.
Oh.
So I ate it. I was like, what the fuck? This shit is sour. I was like, ooh. So I bought like a whole bunch of them. So I was like, okay, let me try another one. Mm-hmm. I tried another one. And it was a little sweet, but I was like, maybe I can see how people would like them. Mm-hmm. I just need to learn how to pick them properly. I don't know if they're supposed to be mushy, and like that's how you know if it's a good one, mm-hmm. or if it's hard. I don't know.
I had some. What was it?
I don't know how we got from Kimbella and Joelle's to fruit.
I mean, let's continue.
It is what it is.
I had something else. It starts with like a G. Ugh. And it's like round. They kind of look like grapes a little bit. Not papaya. It's like in the tropical. Not papaya. Guava.
Oh, guava is good.
Maybe it wasn't guava. Because it wasn't sweet. Maybe I picked the wrong one. It was like $4 for that fuck shit. I was so pissed off.
Not for that fuck shit.
It was like six of them in there. And they're like these little balls. And... my client was even one time, she's like, these are really good. And I was like, okay, they look good. So I went and bought some from Kroger.
Nah, mm-mm, that wasn't it. Mm-mm. I do enjoy a grapple, but I just have to remind myself that this is so genetically modified.
GMO.
Yeah.
A grapple, a grape apple?
Yeah, it's an apple that tastes like a grape.
Just like them cotton candy grapes.
Them cotton candy grapes. That shit is so fucking sweet.
I love them.
Oh my, it made my throat start hurting. It was way too fucking sweet. Like, you've never had nothing that was like too sweet or like too citrusy and it makes your throat hurt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what them cotton candy grapes.
Oh, but they don't like,
I was like, and goddamn pound was $6.99. Them grapes so high.
You know the best grapes though?
What?
The Welch's grapes. Ooh. And I see them every now and again, but you see some Welch's grapes, get them because they're good.
I have had the Welch's grapes. They are good.
All right.
I want some fruit now.
Okay. Remember we used to make fruit runs at like 2 a.m.?
Girl.
Go get a big old thing of fruit.
I remember.
I missed it. You can't get it out of fruit trash right now.
Hell yeah.
You see some watermelon. That watermelon pink.
Oh, girl.
Like light pink.
Don't even fucking think about a strawberry. Leave that shit right there.
And it's expensive.
Hell yeah. Now, I did have some blackberries that were off the fucking chain.
So blackberries and blueberries, like they grow like now. Blackberries are good.
Blackberries are off fucking chain. When they have them on sale at Kroger, girl, I'd be buying 5-6 of them.
They're good.
They're so fucking good.
And then the next day, if you look at your poop, you'll see the seeds in there.
Oh, right. I didn't think about that.
Like a bird.
Seeded up. Eating all them damn blackberries.
Like a birdie.
Girl.
All right.
Okay, so I don't know how we got, like I said, from Kimbella and Joelle's and that tragic wedding.
That's how, because the wedding was so uneventful. I'd rather have a bowl of fruit. I'm sure the fruit platter was more appeasing. What's next? Wrote a beautiful bean footage next.
Okay, let's go ahead and go on over to our next topic.
Okay.
100 rounds.
All right.
Black China.
White Nishes. It's a horrible last day.
Oh, Tokyo.
Asia.
Wow. Dream. Okay, so did you see the footage from over the weekend, Alexis Sky versus Black China? It was the battle of the broads.
Battle of the beige.
Okay.
I did, but I didn't really understand what had happened. I just thought, I was like, oh, I'm not clicking on this.
Right. Okay, so basically what had happened was Blac Chyna and Alexis Sky were at some party together. Alexis Sky claims that somebody came up to her and was like, I guess Blac Chyna and Alexis had beef prior.
Did they?
That's what Alexis was kind of saying. She's like, oh, you know, she knew Blac Chyna was going to be there, but she knew it wasn't an issue or whatever. Mm. So somebody came up to Alexis and was like, hey, Blac Chyna wants you to come to her section and have a drink with her so y'all can talk. Alexis said that they were sitting there talking. Mm-hmm. Everything was regular degular. Mm-hmm. Said all of a sudden Chyna was like, get out of my section. Mm. So Alexis said, she was like, what? So Chyna was like, get the fuck out of my section.
Okay, that's one way to do it.
Right. So Alexis says, long story short, Chyna threw a drink at her.
Well.
And Alexis tried to whoop her ass.
Who would you think would win in the fight between Alexis and Blac Chyna? I honestly think Blac Chyna would win.
I think Alexis might have her, fam.
Where's Alexis guy from?
I don't know.
Where's Blac Chyna from?
Miami, right?
I think Blac Chyna would win. Because you saw how unbothered. So I did watch a little bit, I ain't gonna lie. Yes. You see how unbothered she looked, though? Like, she didn't have nobody by her. She walked off. She didn't even really turn around.
But why she run then?
She ran?
I mean, she walked off. She didn't stay behind.
She walked off. She didn't run off.
So, but if you, how are you just gonna throw a drink at somebody and then get up and walk off?
Bitch, because I did what I had to do. I'm done.
So you don't think that you got an answer for any of that?
If you see me, say something.
She said something then.
Hey, if you see me, I did what I had to do. And now I'm done.
I saw a comment. Somebody was like, Alexis, you better be happy there wasn't a pink stroller around.
Okay. Damn.
Somebody else said, pink stroller is Chyna's weapon of choice.
Okay. Fight.
I was like, you know what?
Honestly, if I threw a drink at somebody, I'm expecting to fight, but... Sometimes that's the end of the conversation. If I throw something, like if I throw a drink at you, bitch, fuck you, I'm done.
Nah, fam. I can't imagine if I threw a drink at somebody, I'd be like, well, shit, what you want
to
do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you'd be expecting to fight. Like, you'd expect like somebody to do something.
I wouldn't get up and just like, okay, bitch, bye. Like,
that's like when Pumpkin spinning,
girl, and walked off.
She said she did what she had to say.
You had New York fucked up. Okay. And New York came for that head.
Girl, they should have let it. That's an assault.
They should have let her beat the shit out that girl.
And girl, you saw Pumpkin face. That's still of it.
At that moment, Pumpkin knew she had fucked up.
She knew when she fucked up when she spit it. That's why she was running.
For real, for real.
But I don't know. Like this. Are we gonna hear Blac Chyna's side?
Blac Chyna ain't gonna say nothing.
I actually really like Blac Chyna. I don't want her to win.
I used to like Blac Chyna. I don't care for her no more.
I really like her. I just want her. I feel like she's such a sweet girl.
I think the opposite.
I mean, I feel like
she's one of them. I feel like she's one of them girls that like the game done really fucked up.
Oh, now she jaded.
Yeah. Cause she looked like she's just like she. For one, she looks like she's fucking cold hearted as hell.
East Atlanta, Vegas. East Atlanta.
She gone.
What did I say? What did Jason say? Once a good girl gone bad, she gone forever.
Girl, I feel like that's Chyna. Like Chyna look like type that. It's like there's nothing. There's nothing you can do for her. This girl mama be on the internet begging for her. She don't give a fuck about that.
But I mean, look at the type of mother she has.
I mean, yeah, look at the type of mother she has.
She's not Claire Huxtable.
But she ain't even got, she don't even have it in her to be like, mama, get off the internet and we can just talk.
I mean, but it, so, mama's like that. You just gotta, you gotta block
anything. You gotta break her phone.
You gotta turn her phone off. You know, I feel like we paying that bill, honestly. I feel like, oh my God. Got a SafeLink phone, and we putting the bill for that.
Girl, I wouldn't. But she look like she got an Obama phone on deck though somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. That's a SafeLink phone,
man.
That's the free phone you get. You can get a smartphone now with the SafeLink. Hey, but what I mean?
So did you see the after though?
I saw Rob looking thirsty,
girl. And I said, you know what? I said Chris is probably somewhere punching the air,
like.
Rob, sit your fat ass down. Get off the internet, Rob.
I mean, this is like, what the fuck? Oh my gosh, you're doing it again, Rob.
Okay.
Don't you see these black bitches?
You don't see these black hoes and way they use you.
You don't see this old Bruja nigga bitch.
I'm paying your child support. Fat sock selling motherfucker. Like, I bet Chris was like, God damn it, I'm not having this shit again. Okay. We're gonna nip this in the bud immediately.
Doctor, we're doing a vasectomy on Rob right now. Okay. I'm gonna slide this. What's the anxiety medicine called?
I don't know. Ambien?
Xanax and this Twinkie. And we're gonna get it done.
Not a Twinkie with a Xanax in it.
You know, people do
a fried Twinkie.
Now people do Molly water. Rob don't look like he drink water. So he got a Molly grape soda, a Molly Big Red, a Xanax Big Red.
Girl,
we're gonna nip this in a bud.
I mean, she was like, God damn it, not another one on my fucking watch.
Not on my watch. Okay. Girl, I'm just like, Rob, what are you, like, we ain't heard shit from you.
That's what kills me. And I do not understand. Like, literally, Rob, you don't appear nowhere. And
you
didn't even see his face in the video. He all posted a video. I said, Alexis is not in this nigga house.
Cooking.
Making baked chicken and mac and cheese. And I don't trust people that put eggs in their mac and cheese.
Okay, the mac and the egg is to help bind it.
That's really fucking nasty. It's gross.
I'm still trying to perfect my mac and cheese. So I don't tell you.
I feel like sometimes with mac and cheese, the less the better. When people be trying to get all willy nilly and doing
the different
full Gouda, like I Brie, saw Camembert. Jay Nicole. Mm-hmm. Make mac and cheese for this girl went and bought the mac and cheese in the container already, right? Mm-hmm. Emptied it out of the container, put it inside the pan with two eggs, sour cream. What else? She put paprika, thyme, a bunch of full. I said, butter. I said, nigga, I know this girl did not take mac and cheese.
Wait, it's already made?
Already made mac and cheese, like that cold mac and cheese that be in a container like at Walmart.
Yeah.
Bought that shit, fool.
Where did she post this at?
She posted on her Instagram. And did all that. I said, I know.
You could have just bought some noodles. And
that's what I said. I said, for all that, you could have bought some noodles and some cheese. That's fool, I saw that. I said, oh my God. I said,
That's a lot.
Yeah, fool, it was the most disgusting looking thing I have ever seen in my life. And like putting all this sour cream, and then she topped it. She put the cheese on top for the top layer. Mm-hmm. And then put six slices of butter on top of the cheese, fam. And baked the shit.
Hi, what's her name again?
J. Cole or whatever her name is. J-A-Y? Mm. That's it. Yeah, she posted that shit. I said, wow. Wow. Mm. I couldn't even believe I watched it.
So it was on live or something?
No, I think it was on her Instagram story.
Oh, she got food up here. This shit. I don't know if she even cook like that.
Girl.
Oh, she'd be posting food.
I said, who would feed something like this to their family?
Well.
And who would eat it?
She.
And she's like, when she put the eggs in, she's like, you got to fold it. I said, you did not take mac and cheese out of a container and throw two eggs in there with it. Oh, anyways, back to Alexis Scott.
And put two eggs in it.
She over there with Rob cooking. I said, Rob is a real funny.
Oh, I see it.
You see it?
Snow day mac and cheese.
Fool. When you get a chance, watch that shit.
That's disgusting. The mac and cheese already, like, you just should, just warm it up.
Just warm it up. If you're already willing to eat it like that.
And then she's boiling some more?
Oh, that was the other thing. This girl put noodles on top of it.
Oh, this is like, okay. I don't like when people use this, like, goddamn country crock. It's not butter.
Girl,
I want, listen. I know that it's in a tub and it's convenient, but that's not butter, y'all. That's hardened vegetable oil.
Girl,
It says butter flavor, but it's not butter.
That is not butter.
Okay. I mean, it's okay in some desserts and like mixed with some stuff, but it's not butter, y'all.
Girl.
So stop putting on shit like it is. Wait, it's not.
You watch that girl mac and cheese? I said, nigga,
it's
what?
It's so runny.
Girl, I said, what is this?
Is she just putting shit together?
Girl, I said, huh? And I feel like if you're going to go through all of that effort with some store-bought, you already boiling noodles.
You could just start from scratch.
You could have just started from scratch and made some baked macaroni and cheese. Girl. Mm. I said, huh? I said, what the fuck?
The pork chop she cooked don't look bad, though.
No.
And honestly, the mac and cheese don't look bad after.
It doesn't look bad after.
But it's not what she put all in it.
Exactly. And I'm just like, I don't want to think about how it tastes.
Everybody can't be super.
Girl, even some her meals, I'd be like.
All right. No, we're not going to do no. Listen, this is a super and Beyonce scandal free zone, okay? No, nobody.
Hey,
we're not slandering nobody.
Some super meals she can keep. Like that damn rice with sausage and the corn.
I'm going to cut all this shit out.
I said, huh?
We're not slandering nobody with over 15 million followers, okay?
She ain't got no 15
I'm
million.
I'm just saying. She got $50 million.
I don't think Super got that much.
Fool, just let me live. I think she got like, what, 4 million or something?
1 million. Oh. Like 1.5, I think.
1.4. Still more than me.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Alexis Sky. I don't know. And then a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, Rob is so petty. Oh my gosh, Alexis is so petty. Mm-hmm. But Fee pulled up that apparently Rob and Alexis have been friends for a while. Mm-hmm. And whenever Rob was going
through... said it was true?
Yeah.
Because he said, like, I've known her for like 5 years. But yeah. How old is Alexis Sky?
I think Alexis Sky is like 24, 25.
Mm. I thought she was younger than that. But I'm just like...
I wouldn't be surprised that Rob has known her for that long. I mean... yeah, I guess. But I was just like, And then like some tweets surfaced where whenever Rob was going through everything that he was going through with China, mm-hmm. Alexis was posting like Team Rob and all that type of stuff.
Oh, so that's why they probably had some
That's beef. What I was thinking. I was like, maybe that's why they don't too much care for each other.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So I was like, I guess. I was just like, it's very convenient that his baby mama throws a drink at you and you're like, guess what I'm going to do? But I feel like China don't even give a fuck.
Yeah, like.
I've already gotten what I needed.
What's, it's a Megan Thee Stallion verse. You going to hurt yourself trying to make me jealous.
Come on, Meg.
not Meg.
Shit.
You going to hurt.
Megan
Thee
Stallion be going to fuck off.
Girl, listen. If y'all ain't on Megan Thee Stallion, please get on her.
She be going to fuck off.
She got a song called
Big
Crazy. And it's old. Girl, listen. Okay, low key, whenever I'm getting ready to go to a party, I got to listen to that song because that's what put me in my savage mode.
Girl,
hey, Big Old Freak, I walk through the party like,
hey.
I'm taking your nigga, okay. Your nigga. Man
come
down,
on,
man
niggas.
Down, man.
Come on, niggas.
You know I ain't come, boy, if you had to ask me.
Oh, come on. Megan Thee Stallion going to fuck up. I just love that Megan Thee Stallion is like still in school.
Why?
Because I'm just like.
I mean, I get it, but
she's
why?
She's still pursuing her career.
I understand she told her grandma she would do it. So I get that, but.
Yeah, I'm just like. Ain't nobody said why whenever Lil Wayne went to University of Houston.
Did he finish?
Hell no.
It's like in class. Like, why are you here? Like, to learn what? You should be teaching a class.
Yeah.
What do you like? Education is key, boys and education is key, boys and girls. Like,
Lord,
what are we watching?
I don't know, fam. I mean, it is what it is. Rob, Alexis, just we're gonna find out if there's another. I saw somebody else say Alexis Kardashian has a ring to it.
All right,
Rob needs to go somewhere and heal. Okay,
girl. Rob.
But apparently, he's about to start showing back up on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which tells me
he lost some weight.
Nah, it tells me he's broke.
I was gonna say,
because I watched.
I've been watching it.
I watched the latest season with them or whatever, and Courtney was on there crying, and she was like, "Do you think I would be on this show if I could afford to not be?"
Huh?
Girl, saying she had to be on there for the money.
Probably not for the money, because they're on a contract, and if they break the contract, they got to pay some money.
No, she definitely said, "If I had the money."
Courtney, she broke?
I don't think she's broke, but they live a very lavish lifestyle. That's a lot to keep up with. When you living in $5, $6, $7 million homes and you driving this car, that car, and you got a full staff.
And you eat vegan food. and you're a vegan to eat only organic, all natural.
Yeah, you say
stuff.
You got a gluten allergy and stuff, like... Yeah.
We had these niggas pop up with these gluten allergies all of a sudden.
Girl. So that's why I was just like, tells me that Rob needs some money. Mm.
Well, that makes sense. I guess.
Yeah. So, but I guess we'll see what's going to happen with Rob and Alexis and okay. if anything going to come from it.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and go on over to our next topic.
All right.
100 rounds.
Okay.
Big Draco.
Booty meat.
Donk.
Oh. Swag.
Gucci headband.
Bruh, if I see that Gucci headband. That Gucci headband has seen better days.
Bruh, I said, you know what? Can you take that off? Like, it's one thing to wear some shit that we really can't tell.
That if you wore it again?
Yeah, that you've worn it multiple days. But, nigga, this Gucci headband is...
It's seen better days.
Man, and it looked dusty.
It looked dingy. Like, it's all crooked.
I'm telling you, like... Yeah. I was like, whoo.
Did Gucci even make headbands like that?
I would imagine.
I can't imagine Gucci having elastic headbands like that.
I think I've seen Young Blue with a Gucci headband.
Okay. I've seen too many Dallas socialites have them, and I just know.
Nah, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fucking boutique clothing out here.
Mm.
A whole lot. Because I'm like, I ain't no Fendi made bathing suits.
Really?
I didn't know none of that. That's a lot of fake shit. There's absolutely no way.
Oh, wow. So this is actually on Gucci. It's an elastic headband. It's $270.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I've seen Young Blue with it. Yeah, that's it.
So I guess it's real, but it just...
I never doubted whether it was real or
I
not.
I did.
The I was just wondering, this is clearly the only one you got. You ain't got a beanie or nothing you could throw on?
I also feel like maybe it was press day, and he just did a whole bunch of stuff.
But I've seen him change after. Clothes.
And then he had that on his video. Yeah, like, before he went on the Breakfast Club.
Exactly.
Might I just add, this is like one of my top Breakfast Club interviews now.
Nigga. Okay. So let's give backstory. Okay. So we're talking about Soulja Boy,
mm-hmm.
aka Young Draco,
mm-hmm.
aka Soulja Man. So Soulja Boy came out and he did Soulja a video. Man. A few weeks ago, basically saying that he had the biggest comeback of 2018.
Sorry.
I'm gonna give Soulja Boy his credit where it's due.
The comeback?
Comeback is a strong word, but mm-hmm. he definitely made sure that he stayed relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And I can definitely appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like last year, he came out with, he said, the Soulja Watch. He had the Soulja Watch that he came out with. He came out with some fake AirPods. What else did he come out with?
With the game system?
Yeah, he had the gaming system, which Nintendo ended up being like, say, fam, get that off your...
Give us our shit.
Get that off your website.
It's ours.
Like, yeah. And so I actually ended up watching a YouTube video the other day. After the Breakfast Club interview,
mm-hmm.
where this guy took the model numbers off of Soulja Boy's website mm-hmm. and searched Amazon, and he found all the products.
I mean, I don't. Did we deny that it was which products he was just reselling to us?
That's what I'm saying.
And they're for like $6.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's not marking them up by much.
Exactly. And I'm like, there's no difference between that. Mm-hmm. And these girls that be buying lashes and bundles from AliExpress.
Oh, I know.
And selling them.
All you doing is renaming it. Your street zip code.
Y'all packaging is the same.
This is Brooklyn. This is the Brooklyn lash. This is the NOLA lash.
This is the flirty lash.
Like.
This is date night.
This look like 308 in the beauty supply.
That's all y'all are doing. Like, y'all are just buying shit off of AliExpress. Which, if people gonna buy it, let them buy it.
Listen, I respect the hustle. You gotta start from somewhere. We all start from somewhere, but my only thing is like it don't look no different than when I would buy it from them.
That was the problem.
Like
that nigga used the same box.
If I'm getting a Soulja watch, I at least want you on it saying you or something. Like you You unbox it just to rebox it.
That's the thing. That's why I was like, and then they started talking about a lot of people who weren't getting any of their products that they had ordered.
Yeah, back order.
And Soulja Boy was just like, shit, I got your money.
He's like, it's coming. Just hold tight. It's coming. You already bought it. Just wait.
So I can respect the fact that, like, he remained relevant. Mm-hmm. And he made sure, like, everybody still knows who Soulja Boy is.
Yeah, even if it was like for a wrong reason,
right?
But I mean, so musically, no, but like as far as like us still knowing like who Soulja Boy is and all that stuff,
right?
Because before this, like the last time, well, he was on Love and Hip Hop, but before that, he was in the video Castex and there was Coke in the background.
Yeah, but you saw on the Breakfast Club interview, he talked about that.
Yeah, but I don't remember what he said exactly.
He said that, like, she was on her Cat Stack shit.
Uh-huh. Oh, she did it?
And there was some Tylenol. She crushed him up.
Which sounds believable.
Yeah, it does sound believable.
But I'm hard-pressed to believe that he's not done any drugs.
Oh, girl. Soulja Boy on drugs right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know which his drug of choice.
I'm gonna take a guess and say he looks like a combo type of nigga. That's then mixed some perks with some.
He made his own drugs.
Yeah, he done mixed some Percocets some coke.
Soulja drug. Soulja drug dealer.
There's absolutely, and then the way he was on that Breakfast Club interview, uh-huh. I said, man, that nigga high as a kite.
But see, that, you know, that also taught me something else. Charlotte know who to talk to, because you know what I'm saying? Nigga, stop yelling at me. He went to say the Birdman.
Girl.
Or a Gucci.
Girl.
When Gucci came there trying to check, girl. Quiet. You could hear a mouse.
But you also saw Soulja Boy got quiet too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. like Charlotte might know who to talk to.
Yeah, he does. The interview was a fucking Drake? The nigga that got bodied by Pusha? The nigga that's hiding his kid from the world, not wearing world from his kid? The nigga Aubrey?
Wheelchair?
From DeGeneres?
Wait, what show is that?
My favorite part of that interview was when he said, man, y'all niggas better stop playing with me in here. That was the funniest, bro. When that nigga said that, and I love, because the thing is, though.
We're going to get memed out now. You know that, right? Yeah. It's already started. My favorite thing when he said, Drake?
Tiger? The nigga that let Travis Scott take his bitch and nut in it?
I was like, whoa.
I was like, poor Kylie.
Okay, just like.
Kylie like, I ain't did shit but fell in love.
Okay. I'm still with my baby's father. Right? Like, that's what you want to say. I'm not a baby mom. I'm still with her dad.
And then the nigga followed through. I love Tiger.
Okay.
I was like.
But I love Tiger. I do a song with Tiger.
I love Drake. I talk to him.
I talk to Drake every day. I talk to Migos every day. Look at this. Look at my DM.
He'll pull up them, girl. And then the other part where he reached in his pocket and they were like, hey, don't pull out the Draco. I was like, bruh, that was a really good start to 2019 Breakfast Club. Because them niggas was getting stale there for a little bit. I ain't going to lie to
you. A couple were just like a couple that just skipped. I was like, I don't hear Kevin Hart again. Yeah. Apologizing tour.
Or why he ain't apologizing.
Who is she?
Okay. Who is he?
Yeah. Ronnie and his wife talking about open married.
Okay. I was like, them niggas got real stale, but that interview was off the fucking chain, bro. But he dropped a lot of fat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I will say, we got to give our people their flowers. So
I'm telling you, and give Soulja Boy his props, because that nigga's not lying whenever he said that nigga took bullets for you for these people that we got right now.
So Soulja Boy walked. Okay. Soulja Boy Red can run.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he start like, but literally he started the streaming industry.
He did. Like, first rapper on YouTube.
For us to be able to, I don't know if he was the first rapper on YouTube.
No, he was.
I don't know if he was the first rapper on YouTube, but he's the first one to profit off of it.
Well, he's the first rapper on YouTube. But it's been confirmed.
He's the first rapper ever on YouTube.
He was the first rapper to ever be on. Soulja Boy got on YouTube 10 years ago, bro.
Okay, but I'm.
Found off MySpace.
Oh. They was like, Soulja Boy discovered FaceTime. Kiss me through the phone. I'm just like, you know what? Like,
you got to give him his props. Like, even whenever he was like, I got clowned for making music that people would make dances to.
Yeah.
Now every song, you look at Shiggy Challenge. Look how Shiggy Challenge shot that damn song.
In My Feelings to number
through the
one.
Roof.
Yeah. Like everybody was doing it.
Everybody.
And then like, and him being sampled in songs and stuff like that, like Hop Da Ba Da Ba, Carrie Hilson, Beyonce. I mean.
I hopped up out the bed and get my swag on. I took a look in the mirror.
So what's that?
What's that? What's that? What's that? Like, yeah. That's why I said he's the godfather of young music.
The pioneer.
Like, he was the first person that was making music that was strictly targeted towards young folks. Like,
yeah, instead of
teenagers.
Instead of
stuff.
Serious. Rappers.
Right.
And
meanwhile, your nasty Annie was still listening to R. Kelly. And we gonna make fun of Soulja Boy for the Soulja Boy Tell 'Em dance.
That we was all doing.
That we was everybody. People was doing in the club.
And we still doing it. Oh, we still know it.
Trying to figure it out. Trying to remember. Okay, wait. Soulja, you.
It's like the wobble. You may get in the middle, but you gonna get there.
Okay.
Like, that's my shit.
Figure it out. I remember that part.
Yeah.
Fool. That's why I was like, Soulja Boy is fucking wild. And then I saw he went on, like, Instagram Live last night with Famous Dex.
Yes.
And calling Famous Dex, you fucking junkie.
Girl, the back and forth. I was like, what are these two crackheads over here arguing over who on worse crack?
Okay. Look at two dope fiends.
Who drug habit heart worse?
Okay. Who ain't kicked they habit yet? I was like, cause Famous Dex, you definitely was over there, fell asleep on fucking Live.
Huh?
Girl, he fell asleep on Instagram Live while Emil was rolling the blunt.
Girl, I tell you how much I don't know about none. What's Famous Dex song?
What was Famous Dex song? No, New Freezer is Rich the Kid, ain't it?
Oh, beats me.
I can't remember the Famous Dex song. But I was just like, look at these two. Look at these two goddamn dope fiends just over here. You know, you see two crackheads just arguing, and they arguing over nothing.
God, I'm gonna wash this car. I came first to wash it. I'm gonna suck this nigga dick. No, I'm gonna suck this nigga dick first. I told him I'm gonna suck his dick first. I got the dick. It's already in my mouth.
Yeah, like that kind of dumb shit. Like,
so Dexter just sent me a text message not too long ago. Because I asked him, I was like, do you have a question for this episode? Because I went live earlier. I don't know. You weren't here. I went live earlier. And he was like, why does a crackhead always dance when you give him a dollar?
They happy, nigga.
And so I'm like, shit, same reason. I'm like, when people dance, they get food.
Okay.
They good.
For real, for real.
I saw that. And then he pulled up a video of Dex talking about SOD Money Gang. I'm going to be in LA on Monday or something. I was just like, y'all got to be careful what y'all do.
I'm telling you, they pulling out the receipts.
This shit going to come back.
I saw pictures coming out where it was Soulja Boy, Famous Dex. Mm-hmm. And like two other people, they were taking photos like in LA, old ass photo. Mm. So that's why I was like, damn, maybe Soulja Boy is the Gucci of the youngins.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has an ear. He's talking about like the Migos stayed at his house. And
I believe him.
I believe it too. And just like, you know, he has an ear for it.
Yeah.
So
his Kanye rant.
It was all over the place, but I felt where he was
coming
from.
I felt him in my spirit.
Even though I was like, please somebody stop him. Like,
girl.
And he's rambling now.
Charlamagne and them over there eating that shit up.
He's like, what else? The views going up still? Okay. The views, we in a million views already? And what else you think about Kanye?
Girl. And when he was like, millions is million, baby.
Girl, well, he's like... That's a million shares. Oh, that's you talking about.
Millions, baby.
And they're like, no, it's not.
I feel you.
Speaking to an existence.
Okay, millions is millions, baby. I'm right here with you, young king.
Okay. Millions is millions. Let's also not forget poor Nia Riley.
Girl.
I don't think they're together.
I don't think so either.
You know they're on marriage boot camp, though.
Yeah, and that's what they... Angela, you was like, so are you planning on getting married? Duh. I'm on marriage boot camp, Angie. I don't understand this whole marriage boot camp with people that ain't married.
I guess it's a see.
Y'all running out of people? Running out of couples that's willing to do the shit?
They are, because Fizz and Tiffany was on there. And just like, they weren't even really together.
And isn't he running around with April?
And isn't she pregnant by somebody else?
Like, this shit too much. I wouldn't watch that shit if somebody begged me.
Well, I watched it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you know what? I've always liked, like, Soulja Boy has always been funny to me.
He's entertaining.
When he was on, I don't really watch his, like, social media stuff, but when he was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, I don't know why I was so funny, because he always wore them glasses. And when he had that chain, Ruby's from Rubai. Yeah. I'm like, where the fuck is Rubai, nigga? When he gave him a necklace after he was talking to somebody, and he was apologizing. He was like, baby, Ruby's from Rubai. I give him to you. Like, I was like, this nigga is crazy.
That nigga's fucking entertaining,
and
he's
talking about that that pregnancy test.
Girl. And the fact that nobody understood what Angela Yee was saying.
I'm just like, y'all, do you not get it? The fact that some of the stuff went over his head.
Girl, and you said it.
I'm from Brompton. First of all, it's Compton. Even if you're a Crip, you can say this.
I was just like,
Brompton?
Charlamagne was like, well, aren't you from Mississippi? I was born in Chicago.
Ain't you from South Carolina? How you from South Carolina? All right. And this guy, I was like, that don't make no sense.
When Angela Yee was like, if you were excited about being a father, but you're going to give her abortion money,
why would you post it?
Why would you post it? I fucked the bitch. She's like, why? This doesn't make sense. Angela Yee, okay, are you not listening? I fucked the bitch. She told me she was pregnant. She tried to finesse me. I posted the baby picture. I said, this nigga call a sonogram a baby picture one more time.
He probably couldn't say sonogram.
I was like, oh my God. Fool, that was the funniest shit.
And I'm just like, okay.
Girl.
He had an answer for everything, though.
Everything.
He wasn't going to be wrong about nothing. He had an answer for everything. I'm just like, you know what? That's the way life should be. Like, you throw anything at me.
What's up with it?
You give me lemons, I come back with a goddamn meringue pie.
Okay. I was like, and then the part where Charlamagne was like, you vote? And he was like, yeah, go to YouTube, search Soulja Boy vote. It's on there. I said, this nigga is a fucking literally genius.
Yeah.
He had to have people who really went to YouTube when he said this shit.
Yeah.
And Googled all that stuff. Searched for all them fucking videos.
I want to see the Soulja Boy movie.
Girl, I want to see the shit too. I want to see what happened with the damn shooting.
I didn't know the boy died.
Oh, I didn't know he died either. That was a shocker. I was like, wow.
Or did he die? Because
the niggas came in my house. I shot a nigga, pow, pow, pow. Shot a nigga in the ass.
And I almost shot him in the head, but I was like, nah, I don't want to get
you got no shit on my couch.
But you shot him again in the back. Okay, nigga.
When the nigga said A-Rab was there, but he was in the kitchen making oodles and noodles.
I was like,
that's what y'all niggas doing. Y'all niggas go buy spend your money on the best fucking weed possible.
To eat noodles.
And you eat fucking noodles. And go in the studio. And
make sandwiches. Girl, he said he had him by the, he had his homeboy in the chokehold trying to take him. And he just started shooting off.
He's like, I had to shoot around him to make sure.
Draco, your aim ain't that good. To be shooting around a whole nigga. Your aim ain't that good.
I said, boy, if somebody don't fucking get Soulja Boy.
If you come with an AK, you went with a shotgun and then with an AK. And then you blast. Were they fake? Were they props?
Girl. As I said, and where the other five niggas go? Because you said it was about how many of them that came up in there?
Mm-hmm. With ski masks on.
And you only talk about shooting and pulling the mask off of one?
Well, he got shot. He shot two.
Oh, well, two of them. Shit, where the other three go?
I wonder where I'm gonna have to Google them too. Like, what's the outcome? Are they in jail? They gotta be in jail.
That shit was the wildest shit ever, bro. That interview was so fucking funny.
It's pretty brazy.
It was funny. I
actually really liked it.
So let's go ahead and just give Soulja Boy his, like B said, his roses while he's still here. Mm-hmm. Get that nigga his props. Mm-hmm. Let that nigga go out here and just continue to do what he been doing.
Yep.
Let him wear his Gucci headband.
Let him.
I saw you had on a Tesla tracksuit earlier. I said, wow.
What's the one with the girls on him?
Kappa.
It's called Kappa?
I think so.
I actually like those are cute.
Yeah, it is cute. And I saw the website, the brand had actually posted the exact one that he had on. I think it's called Kappa.
Do they come in plus size?
I would imagine. Why not?
Oh, so it's on ASOS and then it's on Nordstrom's too.
Yeah.
Kappa Banda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, cute.
Yeah. So, but that's all I have in this week with the shits.
Okay.
You ready going over, go over to Let's Argue?
I never am, but we're going to get there. Take a ride with me. So I know y'all saw Trump feeding them Clemson players America's best
on fucking silver platters
in China.
Is it true they were grabbing like carrot sticks and stuff too?
I didn't see no vegetable. I ain't seen not one vegetable. I saw burgers and fries and nuggets and
girl,
a couple things wrong with it.
Girl,
that's America's finest. They don't say much. And to get that much food, like, do y'all have? Is there a McDonald's in the White House?
Girl,
somebody had to go get it, travel it through. I'm sure it had to go through security. People had to like look at it first,
right?
So by the time it got there, it wasn't even hot.
I was just like,
my thing is, this is shit we eat already in college. If I'm going to see the president, I don't want to eat.
Damn, y'all body couldn't pull out a steak? Y'all couldn't have a steak, a fish, and a veggie option?
Y'all couldn't get Uncle Ben to make his famous chili. You know, Ben's chili, Uncle Ben's chili, whatever the fuck chili out there. And got down to Washington, D.C. I don't even know what it's called. Uncle Ben, some chili out there.
Chili?
Don't take out some the D.C. mumbo sauce. Y'all couldn't have nobody from the goddamn chicken wings for them?
Girl.
Okay. So y'all know I'm geographically
challenged.
Yes. So I always thought Washington, D.C. was in Washington. Because why is that two places called Washington?
It's not called Washington. It's called Washington, D.C.
But there's a Washington.
There's a state of Washington.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. is not in Washington.
No, they're completely on opposite sides.
I didn't know that. Washington, D.C. is a state?
That's a good... I don't know. I don't think it's a state. I think it's a district.
But where is it a state of?
I think it's like one of its own. Because it's called District of Columbia.
Washington, D.C. state. I never understood that. And low-key, I still think Chicago and Detroit are the same place. I don't know why. I don't have that correlation in my head.
Chicago and Detroit?
I'd be feeling like Chicago's in Detroit. I feel like Chicago's a city in Detroit. I don't know why.
But Detroit is a city.
I know. Tell that to my brain.
So then why would you think that there'd be a city within a city?
I don't know. I just always feel like they're together and they're not even really close.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's okay.
So, yeah.
It's okay.
It says Washington, D.C. It's bordering states of Maryland and Virginia.
But is it a state?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I think it's a district, right?
It's the capital. But it don't.
It's the capital of the country.
Yeah, but that's what it's saying. It's just saying the capital.
Well,
listen.
Either way, there was a bunch of Big Macs and fucking 4 for 4s in that bitch.
4 for 4. Like, isn't that mean like when Trump? How many 4 for 4s?
How many 4 for 4s you want? 300.
I'm just like, that's
that was actually really sad because I was like, these boys worked so fucking hard, mm-hmm, out here getting hit in the goddamn head, mm-hmm, all kind of concussions and injuries, yeah, and knee replacements and, mm-hmm, shit going on.
Yep.
And this is how you want to repay them.
But let's talk about why they got Big Macs and 4 for 4s. Because Trump was saying that this, I feel like it was a political ploy on his part too, to do that because
of his stance against football.
No. He wanted to prove a point of why the government shutdown was there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was his way of like digging at them. Like, well, if the Democrats came to a conclusion, you know, if the Democrats did this, we'd have this by now. Like, I feel like that was why he did that, to be honest. Because then he said something like, this is why, what was it? This is why
the government shut down. I know he made a reference.
Yeah. Basically, and that, let me see. So I did include some things that the government shutdown is affecting. So let me see.
So, but real quick before you go there, the way that I took it was Trump is taking a stance against football because he's always been very open about his feelings about football. About how he doesn't like it.
Because of the stuff that happened with the
politics behind it. So that's how I took it. Because that nigga did not do that shit for whenever Golden State won.
But they didn't go. Like, only a couple players went.
Yeah, exactly. For the players that did go, they didn't eat Big Macs.
Well, he was basically saying that it was because of the shutdown. So the IRS ordered tens of thousands of employees back to work without pay and processing tax return. The FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration, recalled safety inspectors who had been furloughed to instead work without pay and carry on safety inspections. The Coast Guard, which is a branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, became the first and only branch to not pay service members because of a shutdown. The White House said the economic impact on the shutdown could be far worse than suggested earlier, which I don't understand how y'all could not think that would not affect everything with these parks being closed, with these monuments being closed, with all this stuff. The FDA food inspectors did come back to work, but they hadn't been there since December 22nd.
Girl. And with all these fucking recalls, spinach getting recalled, lettuce getting recalled.
You should hope they don't skip nothing that you got in your closet.
Girl,
or I'm pantry.
Telling you.
More than 400,000 immigration hearings have been canceled. And I feel like this is some bullshit because immigration court cases take years and years. So are you mean to tell me people that have been waiting years and are still in detainment are still there?
Girl.
And having court cases pushed back further and further? Loans and investigations by federal governments have been delayed. Let's see. Food stamp is actually only slated to continue until January, the end of January, and they're giving people their food stamps early. People who were supposed to be getting food stamps in February get them January 20th. Unemployment claim. So what I didn't know is if you are furloughed, you can claim unemployment, but unemployment claims have raised over 400%.
Wow.
Let me see. A checkpoint and the Georgia George Bush International Airport in Houston shut down on Wednesday because they didn't have enough people. AT&T is, though, however, waiving late fees for furlough. So furlough is when you're called off work, like you don't have to come into work, but you don't get paid for it.
Right.
There are people who, what is it called, that have to be at work, non-essential or essential employees that have to work without pay, but it's not necessary. So the one thing I can say, though, is that Trump did sign a law ensuring pay or back pay for government workers. So,
oh, how kind.
I'm saying that's the one bright.
So what are they supposed to do until then? What are you supposed to do? Tell your landlord, say, fam, I'm not working right now. Yeah. I'm working, but I ain't getting paid.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. To me, it's unfair that this nigga can sit here and hold people's paychecks hostage for something that we didn't ask for. How about you take the $17 million that them dumbasses raised?
Well, that's being returned.
But I heard that one of them opened up a company. The guy who created the GoFundMe opened up an LLC.
I don't know. I didn't know nothing about that.
And the money is now being funneled through that way. And that way it doesn't have to be returned.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't know that.
So, I don't know, man. See, these white people always gonna look for a fucking loophole, bro.
But Ashley did say that she thinks this whole thing is, what did she say? Like it was
a distraction?
Distraction to somewhere Russia. It was kind of far, but I was like, you know what? Because somebody sent us a message. Well, we saw a message like the government's gonna, like, the economy's getting ready to, like,
crash.
Don't buy nothing that you don't need. Mm-hmm. Save your money. Don't say I didn't warn you. I'm just like, you know what?
It's getting scary, bro.
We've never had a shutdown last this long.
It's getting scary.
Which, like, just tells me a couple other things, too. Like, you know, I'm a federal employee, but luckily my program is grant-funded, so we already have our money.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't imagine, like, people want their money.
People deserve their money.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing is, the people that are getting hurt are the people... People literally in this country live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
They be waiting for every other Friday.
Yeah. And some of us love what we do, but not everybody's at their job because they all of them people at TSA ain't don't love they love checking your laptops and shit.
I don't love my job enough to be in that bitch for free.
Honestly, I would do my job for free, but I couldn't. I'd have to find some, like,
drive Uber.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't just, like, not do it because I have shit to take care of.
Yep.
So it's kind of, it's really sad.
It's very sad. And like I said, the shit is getting very scary out here.
Yeah, very scary. I can't imagine, like.
And the fact that, like, he's okay with leaving the government shut down for years.
Yeah. Like, good luck with that.
And it's how many people that are 80,000?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Or 800?
I think it's 800,000. Maybe it's 80,000. I think it's, I really think it's 800,000.
It's a ridiculous number, which either way, because even if only one person was being affected, somebody's being affected.
Yeah, somebody is.
Crazy, man.
Okay, let's see what else. So I did find something too. That things that millennials grew up with that Generation Z have no clue about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, burning CDs.
Oh yeah, I don't know shit about that.
Wasn't like getting a mixtape from somebody without your favorite songs.
Girl, they done wrote all the songs in order, like one on the front of
put
it.
Your nickname,
yeah,
Juicy B's Summer Jam,
2002,
floppy disk,
oh.
Or downloading music.
Oh guys, all the viruses.
VHS tapes.
Oh man.
Overhead projectors. MySpace. When we say roll the window down.
Man.
I feel like don't some cars still have them though?
Yeah, they still do.
I feel like they do. Pencil sharpeners.
Oh, like you used to get up and go talk to your friend, you go act like you gotta sharpen your pencil.
Yep. Film.
Oh.
Game Boys.
Girl.
Steve Irwin.
Rest in peace.
And Neopets.
Aww.
Tricks shaped like fruit. Now they're just circles. Nintendo 64.
Aww.
Why we used to say hang up the phone. Do you realize that? Like we used to have to hang up phone up. Now we just click
literally
a button.
Hit a button. We usually have to put.
Okay. And now it's not as effective.
It's not, because whenever you want to hang up on somebody, like, man, get the fuck off my phone.
Get the fuck in my face.
Like,
please get that fuck out. Like, sometimes you just want a good, bye, nigga.
Okay. Get the fuck out. Nigga, shut the fuck up talking to me. Click.
Okay. Now you just talking.
Shit,
to you.
Let me hit this red button.
Girl, sometimes you be talking, don't even know the other person not even on the phone. No,
girl,
phone
I'm
until
telling
they don't
you.
Respond to you.
Man, the good old days, bro. The good old days.
Yes. Let me see what I was like. Because I just felt nostalgic reading that scene as we are going to the goddamn me millennial tour.
I can't lie. I feel a little old, slightly. I don't feel old.
I feel old.
I feel aged.
I don't. I don't feel like no auntie yet.
No, hell no.
Oh, like kind of dated?
Yeah, I feel just slightly dated. Like my little 16-year-old sister could give a fuck about B2K.
I mean, but that's how we used to feel about.
A bump, bump, bump. I like a little sex style.
That's how I actually would really love going to a Frankie Beverly Mays concert, but that's how you feel going to a Frankie Beverly
Mays.
Like,
I'm super cool on that.
I actually would love to go to a Frankie Beverly Mays concert. So anyone else?
Count me out.
Count me out. If anybody wants to take a bitch, like,
let me know.
I would still go. Okay. Just saying. iPods.
Man. iPod had 1,122 songs on it. Hit shuffle on that bitch.
Girl. I would still even to this day get a classic iPod.
Yeah,
but I just don't have to want to upload.
Yeah, putting music on it now,
because I don't download music now.
I need it to connect to the internet.
You gotta connect to iTunes.
Yeah, and for me to have Apple Music on it,
pretty much. I just want me to be able to find something. Which right. Apple Music? I don't understand why y'all have Jay-Z the Blueprint on there. I was really wanting to listen to Song Cry and another song that I can't think of.
I bet it's on Tidal.
And my Tidal subscription ended.
Yeah, I bet it's on there.
It's definitely on Tidal. So, Can't pay for that. Or won't pay for that.
Right.
Let me see what else. Oh, this is the thing. So the article I was going to tell you about last time, I couldn't find. The things they won't tell you about the border wall, basically. Like, well, that's a bunch of bullshit. Let me see. Most unauthorized immigrants come here legally, which we knew, mm-hmm. by air on overstayed visas. Terrorists don't cross the southern border. Hmm. So the fuck... Yeah, I keep it up. Don't make no sense.
Right.
Like, you talking about, we got bad people. It's bad. It's a lot of bad people over here.
Yeah.
A wall won't stop MS-13 because it was originated in the United States.
Bingo.
And while 90% of MS-13 gang members live in the Central America Triangle, most MS-13 members in the United States became members after they came here.
Hmm.
Were the
How
influence.
About that?
A border wall won't stop drugs from coming into the country.
Hmm.
Notable white supremacist and congressman Steve King once said, "Of people crossing the southern border, for everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out of there that weigh 130 pounds, and they got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the border."
Wow.
But the truth is that no one is smuggling large amounts of drugs across unprotected parts of the desert. Mexican cartels have much more sophisticated methods.
Hell
boats,
yeah.
Trucks, planes, and at least one solar-powered subway system.
I'm telling you, what? And they're working with the DEA.
Letters exist. Excuse me. The DEA that gave them the drugs in the first place and bought them in the first place and flooded our streets in the first place.
What do y'all think the DEA agents are doing with these drugs when they have these major drug busts? You think they just taking them and putting them in an evidence room?
And burying them?
Like, nigga, no. They're taking that shit here. Put it back on the street.
Give me these guns.
Here go guns. Well, we went and watched that movie, The Mule, mm-hmm. the other day.
Uh-huh.
That movie was...
The Mule? What is it? Oh, that was the one I went to go see.
That Clint Eastwood movie where that old man was smuggling drugs. He was driving drugs across state lines. Mm-hmm. This nigga was taking, he had 340 something kilos of coke in the back of his truck. He was driving the shit from El Paso to Chicago.
Did he make it?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to ruin the end. But he did a bunch of trips.
Oh, wow.
And for, like, his first, like, five trips, he didn't even know what was back. He was just like, I'm just getting paid.
Oh, so he know what it was?
He didn't know what it was for, like, the first five trips. And then he went back there and was like, fuck, there's kilos.
And then started acting funny and stupid.
Yeah. And then while he was looking at the kilos, a cop came over and was like, sir, you need help? He was like, nah, I've got pecans. They're for my granddaughter.
What?
Fool.
What if the cop, let me have one.
Girl, and then the cop had a drug dog. Girl, that old man went and put Bengay all over his hands and rubbed it all over the dog.
It was a dog itching
the dog was like, and he was like, sir, you know you're not supposed to touch him. He's like, sorry, I didn't know. I just saw the cute dog. And he's like, sir, I'm sorry he bothered you. He's like, he wants to piss every 15 minutes. And then the cop left.
What?
Fool.
Crazy shit.
It was some wild shit seeing that many damn kilos of drug. Old ass white man.
Girl. But continuing, Mexicans, you don't usually want to come here. Neither do a lot of immigrants. A lot of people that come over here don't want to come here because this is the land of milk and honey anymore.
Girl. Land of mac and cheese, Burger King, land of fo-fo-fos. Land of fo-fo-fos and mac and cheese.
Let me see what else. Immigrants make communities safer, actually. While Trump would have you to believe that migrants are rapists and M13 animals, studies show that undocumented immigrants are less likely than U.S. citizens to commit a crime. In fact, researchers have determined that the rise in foreign-born population creates a decrease in violent crimes, homicide rates in particular.
Hmm.
The Obama administration enforced security. Enforced border security, and we can't build a border wall for $5 million. In the United States, in 2009, the Government Accountability Office estimated that a single layer of fence would cost $6.5 per mile, plus millions in road and maintenance. The Migration Policy Institute told NBC News that it would probably cost about $15 to $25 billion. In 2006, Congress passed a secure fence law to put 850 miles of double-layered fencing along the U.S. border. It cost $2.3 billion in another 274 million per year to maintain. But apparently we can build a barrier made of concrete or steel barrier three times as long for $5.6
billion. Girl.
And everyone knows it's basically a stupid idea. It makes no sense at all.
Girl, the whole damn thing is dumb.
Well, I'm praying for the people. It's really sad that people have to still go to work but don't have money for gas. And in an ideal world, we'd all have 3 to 6 months of savings.
Hell no.
I'm saying in an ideal world.
All right.
We'd all have 3 to 6 months worth of savings.
Oh, let's say we don't.
No. Shit.
3 to 6 months of savings.
Savings?
Savings?
So I'm right now doing this this financial like course my stepmom really wanted me to take. That was her birthday gift to me. It's called Financial Peace University. Mm. And the first step is to save $1,000 for an emergency fund. That's the first step.
Mm.
The second step is to pay off all your debt, like a little snowball method, have nothing left but like a house debt. And then after that, build 3 to 6 months worth of savings. And I'm just like, that's a 3 to 6 months of savings. First off, you have to have a budget.
I do.
And then, and my heart is just really with them. Because you take my check away from now I'm getting paid tomorrow. Sean, I might just sell my Millennium ticket.
Girl.
And pray for the best.
Girl, I'm telling you.
We're going to start selling shit. Or I'm gonna have to start moving. Like,
it's going to be scary whenever it's time to start selling shit and ain't nobody going to buy it.
And can't nobody buy it.
I'm telling you.
And this not only affects like government employees, this affects like a lot of people in Washington, D.C. Business is down because people aren't getting paid. Like, who can eat somewhere and they're not getting no money? It's just really sad.
It's super sad. So I'm just like, man, prayers for everybody involved.
I don't know what exactly we could do. I mean, I would love to like all of us get money together and like give it to somebody. But I mean, who would you give it to? And I can't pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? I have built, like, it's just really, really disheartening.
It's just time to, and the crazy thing is, like, the end of last year, I started telling my sisters, I was like, y'all, it's really time to get, like, our shit together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really time to get shit in order. Mm-hmm. It's really time to start thinking about, like, all this shit that we buy, we really don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you start thinking about how much shit you buy over the course of a year,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, then this is going to sound like such a lush, but I was even talking to my boyfriend. I was like, how many bottles do you think we bought last year?
Ooh.
And he was like, phew. He's like, now you talking about just at the liquor store, mm-hmm. you're talking about bottles inside the club. I'm like, just a rough estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my least estimate would be probably 50 bottles.
50 bottles?
Probably.
Ooh. Not that y'all drunk off 50 bottles.
Right. Like, you know, just like, bought 50 bottles. And mm-hmm. I'm like, if you do 50 bottles.
That's a bottle a week almost.
Times 30.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how much money that is.
Mm.
And he was like, damn. I was like, yeah. Like, real.
Did y'all do the math for that?
No, but what? 50 bottles times 30 should be what? 1,500?
No. 50 bottles times 30?
Yeah.
1,500?
Yes.
How many bottles? Y'all drink good stuff.
Yeah, so, I'm saying if you just do a bare minimum of 30.
Oh, no. Well, how many bottles? Like, well, how much does the average bottle cost?
That's why we said 30.
Oh, 30. Oh,
like $30.
Got you. 15. That's 1,500?
It should be 1,500.
Damn. I thought it was more than that.
Yeah.
I'm not too good with math either.
I would imagine. I think it should be 1,500.
Yeah.
That's like the bare minimum. Of like what was spent. That doesn't include buying like bottles that are really like $50. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. I was like, it's really time for people to start getting their shit together. Mm-hmm. I know I have stuff I need to work on, but I'm like, man, it's getting real out here.
But also too, like the fact that it ain't nothing you could do. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
just pray, man. Pray for it. Pray for all these government workers, pray for federal workers, pray for people, because people are out here really struggling. And that's what killed me the most about this whole like government shutdown thing mm-hmm. is like all you poor white people mm-hmm. who voted for Trump,
mm-hmm.
your food stamps are going to be affected.
Mm-hmm.
Your housing vouchers are going to be affected. So, yeah, like Trump was when he was up there talking that big shit, he mm-hmm. made you feel like big shit. But yeah. I hope you know. he just sees you as poor.
Yeah.
And he don't give, and that, he thinks you're expendable.
The fact that he says, we'll you'll figure it out, or you know what I'm saying, like that's just like the craziest thing to me.
And like I said, but meanwhile, he running his ass back and forth to Florida how many times last year?
I'm just like the people that protect him aren't getting paid. I might let the bullet slip through.
Okay. I ain't seen nothing.
If I'm not getting paid, I'm probably not as vigilant. Vigilant at the word.
Wait, for what?
If I'm not getting paid, I'm probably not as vigilant.
Oh yeah, that sounds about right. Vigilante. That's the person now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I'd be like, I ain't seen shit.
Okay.
Protection.
Security. Life on the line. Okay. That sounds like commands people who got money.
I'm telling you, man, fuck out of here.
I could do my job better if I wasn't hungry.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
My stomach wouldn't rumble. I could probably see that bullet. That
I would have dressed better if I had lights this morning.
That's all I have for Let's Argue.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a question.
Okay.
I'm 27 years old and I've been dating this guy for a couple of months now. I really like him, but I'm starting to wonder where this is going. He only ever wants to hang out one or two times per week. If I text him or Snapchat him to hang out any other time, he doesn't respond. Then he'll hit me up on his timetable like nothing ever happened. On top of that, he doesn't go down on me. He's gone down there one or two times max in the whole time we've been seeing each other. Meanwhile, I go down on him all the time. I really don't know what to do. I'm tired of this and I don't know how to tell him I need more from the relationship.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
That's what it sounds like to me.
And then it's like, okay, so they see each other how many times per week?
Once or twice.
And I bet they're having sex.
And she's giving him head.
That during that once or twice a week, they're having sex at least once or twice a week. So you only see the nigga to have sex.
Pretty much. And I'm betting my last dollar, if you're on your period, you don't see him at all.
Okay.
That's, I can.
I'm betting my last dollar, if you had some real life emergency shit going on in your life, you wouldn't even hear from him.
Bitch, bye, go. he's like, I'm really going through this. Nigga's like, damn, for real?
Man, that's fucked up.
He don't care.
Yeah, no. I mean, to me, it sounds like you should find somebody who actually cares about how it is that you're feeling, what it is that you're going through. Mm-hmm. Leave that nigga.
I mean, she really...
what else is there? Fuck out of here.
And the fact that he won't go down on you.
The fact that he won't even spend time with you.
Well... Okay, that part. I'm just like, listen, now that I've been accustomed to, what is it, cunnilingus? That's what I focused on. nigga won't eat you out.
I mean, because even if, okay, so let's say they continue to see each other only once or twice a week and he starts going down on her. You still barely seeing the nigga?
But I feel like maybe in her mind, if he won't do that, he might be one of them niggas like, I only eat my bitch out. You know, nigga,
the niggas love getting head from Susie, Sally, Molly, Amanda.
Because they mouths are vessels. I don't
know. I said I was going to try to do better and not try to, Yeah.
But we're not talking about the good niggas. Oh. I'm going to talk what's that girl from City Girls? Not JT.
Young Miami.
We're not talking about them niggas. We're talking about...
Won't eat you out.
We're not gonna talk about them niggas though.
In the words of Ari, eat me out. Eat me out.
Ari said that.
She's saying, you ever heard the Cash Doll song, Ice Me Out?
Uh-huh.
Ari said, eat me out. No, nigga, eat me out.
I never heard that. I've never not heard that.
Girl.
I've never heard that. Never not. It's not a word. Not the eat me out.
Yeah, man. It just sounds to me like if the nigga's not willing to spend time with you. The nigga definitely, he probably ain't willing to eat you out either. So, sounds like the nigga is just a lost cause. And it sounds like he's going to be a problem.
It sounds like he has a girlfriend. People who only text you at certain times, they got some shit going on that they don't really, you're not that much of a priority. And they gotta really take care of.
Ain't no nigga working that hard at work. to where he can't text you. Ain't no nigga going to sleep at 8 o'clock.
Every night.
I've had a nigga before be like, yeah, I go to bed early. I wake up real early. Nah, nigga, you had a whole girlfriend and she was pregnant.
Ooh.
Yes. Like, ain't no nigga going to bed. Don't listen to these niggas, fam.
At all.
Don't listen to them.
I mean.
It sounds like really short and sweet. Cut that nigga off and go find you somebody who wants to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. And he's willing to satisfy you. And call it a day.
And it's where it's going, nowhere. Fast.
Girl.
So.
The hell in a handbasket.
If you let it.
Finna hit the wall.
Huh?
Finna hit the wall.
The shit.
Girl, I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't need to tell him you want more.
Because he ain't going to give it to you.
He's giving you what he thinks that you deserve.
Time is free. Nigga won't even give you that.
Mm, that's a word. It's... But you taking what he give you.
Yeah. And when you take it, these niggas be thinking that it's okay. And then whenever you finally do see him, you slobbing all over the knob.
And listen, I get it. I fall and pray to the same shit. But I like good sex.
Right.
So even if you may not be the best, I'm still going to give good sex because I like good sex.
Right.
But you're not getting what you want at the end of the day.
No, you ain't getting nothing. Really, he getting everything.
Pretty much.
He ain't got to worry about seeing you all the time.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got to worry about hitting you up.
Yeah.
When he hits you up, you respond.
Deep throat. He probably got you in his phone. Deep throat Danny.
Not deep throat Danny.
You know these niggas be saving bitches under where they met them.
Okay.
Sally from Pizza Hut.
El Rancho Frico. Like, did I be Karen?
You do not say El Rancho Frico.
Or if you got a girl, you Daryl.
That's a fucking fact. Number ain't even saved.
So.
Can you imagine sucking a nigga dick twice a week? Going hard on that nigga. And nigga don't even have your number saved in his phone. Can you fucking imagine?
I can't, because I don't save niggas for numbers.
I would fight him.
I don't save nigga numbers.
What?
No.
So somebody that you're having sex with?
Save
the world fucked up, fam.
But Matt, why do I need your number?
Why do I need your cock?
Nigga, because I'm horny.
The world fucked up, bro.
I mean, why do I need your number?
So you don't need his number, but you need dick. You need his dick.
Depend on how I feel.
World fucked up.
You want to say more, but you respect me.
Yeah. You know me too well. My mind over here like.
What the fuck? I'm not saying like that's
But seeing somebody consistently.
Yeah.
Well, once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And they don't have your number saved in their phone.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. That.
That's fucked up.
My situation was just a one-time thing. And,
oh, now that's something different.
Nigga wasn't worth the shower.
Yeah.
Nigga wasn't worth the shower, shit, or shave.
Yeah, that's something different. But whenever, like, man, I'm just cut the nigga off. Save yourself. Save yourself your time. Mm-hmm. Save your heart. It's easier to go ahead and cut a nigga off. The sooner, the better.
Before you in love or pregnant.
Girl, I'm telling you. Then you got to look around and be like, shit.
How did I get here?
Fuck me.
10 years later.
Girl.
I don't even really like. You be looking at that. Look at that nigga over there breathing.
The nigga got a drug habit. He an alcoholic. He don't eat pussy.
He really can't eat pussy, so now I prefer him not to.
Girl.
And my jaws is tired because.
I suck dick 4 times a week.
And then he got used to it, so now I have to do anal. So I ain't ate solids all day.
I love beans. Can't fuck with them.
Okay.
You wouldn't say. But now I gotta do anal. You see how a nigga will put you through progression? Yeah, a nigga be the same nigga from 10 years ago.
I don't even like salads, but I know roughage is good for the bowels. I'm over eating I don't even like fucking prunes. It's a nice fibrous fruit. Candy is dandy, but fruit helps you poop. Head ass.
Girl, I tell you, a nigga will put you through a fucking ringer, fam.
Okay.
And that nigga ain't changed since day one.
Girl, do you know? A nigga, this is a crazy thing. I ain't even gonna niggas, but I just know niggas, okay? I don't know bitches.
Okay,
I don't know bitches, but I know niggas.
I'm sure they roguish too.
You will not wear a hairstyle because a nigga be like, that's what you chose to do with yourself?
Girl.
And you like braids in your hair, but a nigga make you feel like, oh, damn.
I've actually never had a nigga say anything to me about my hair, but I did know a girl who. I remember at one point, your hair started getting wild. I said, this is nigga influenced.
What do you mean wild? When I had my afro?
Nah, when you had that mohawk. I said, this ain't nothing but a nigga.
I had a mohawk?
You had a braided mohawk in the middle. Oh. I said, wow.
You shouldn't say that to me.
I sure didn't. I just looked. I said, wow.
Because I was, so it wasn't how I saw it in my head. The one, the picture I had was like the Jill Scott braided to the side. It didn't look nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
So it was cute in my mind. This is the, I've always tried like stuff that I really just, you know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to try hairstyles. Now sometimes I try and I'll be like,
See, I take the shit down.
It depends on what I paid for. When I had my hair braided for the trip, I hated that shit. I was like, ooh. I look like a whole nigga child over here.
Girl.
I did not. I should have just worn my wig like I wanted to because my wig would have been fire. I mean, I probably couldn't have saw the dolphins, but I probably couldn't have swam the dolphins with the rest of y'all.
Right.
I'd have been cute.
Right.
But yeah. I hated my hair. But I've had a nigga before say to me like, and some of the stuff, okay, I give it to him. Yeah, it may not have been the best look, okay? But like, for a nigga to say like, I don't really like that color on you or...
Oh, I've never had that.
Or clothes, like, that don't look good on you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I just had some.
Now, I've had a nigga be like, showing a little much.
Mm. But then, what, how did that make you feel?
I was just like, I am.
Did it make you feel self-conscious, though? Like, damn. I had it, like, my ex used to, like, always comment on my clothes, like, you wearing that? Yeah, that's kind of tight, don't you think? You don't think that's real tight on you? I'm just like, damn, throw this away now. Because I don't even want to wear this. I'm not like that. But I'm saying, like, someone can make you not feel, like, confident. You know what I'm saying?
Like your best self.
Yeah. And I don't ever want to walk out feeling like that. So if I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm put together, like, I could love this dress. But because of something that you said, now I've, like, second guessed. I'm like, well, maybe I'm not as cute as I thought.
Oh,
or whatever.
Hell no.
I said, oh, hell no.
I knew one girl, her boyfriend only likes for her to wear dark hair.
And she ain't.
And whenever she would wear light hair, he'd be like, nah, I don't like that. And she would take it out. Mm. And she's only wore jet black hair.
Mm.
Now that I think about it, a nigga's never said anything to me about my hair. Pay for it. You sure do got a lot to say for somebody ain't paid for shit.
Yeah, you very opinionated over Draco.
Okay. Sit down, small Draco.
You got a lot to, you got to answer for everything, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, sit your ass down. You ain't paid for shit.
Mm, bruh.
But you know what? That's why I said last week with Meek Mill, mm-hmm. I'm really tired of niggas telling women mm-hmm. what it is that you think that they should be doing. Niggas, sit the fuck down.
Especially when we accept you how you come.
Bingo. We be accepting y'all with warrants. Felonies, all kids. Kind of shit.
Warehouse jobs.
You got tattoos on your face, your resume. Let's not even talk about your goddamn resume.
I said warehouse jobs.
Well, we had that conversation. Nigga, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
You over there with a goddamn cake talking about you don't fuck with bitches who are like Kelly.
Ain't got the nerve.
But the thing is, and will.
That's why I just be like, man.
We will fuck with somebody who don't even look like our type just because he treats us right.
Girl, and be halfway treating you right. Listen. See what the listener wrote in talking about, see him only once, twice a week, and then he suck his dick.
Listen, I love big, dark men. Gucci Daddy is small, fair-complected with gold teeth. I didn't write none of them on my list to God.
Girl, no ma'am. God, I come to you humbly.
Okay. I should have listened. Girl. Anyway. That's all I'm saying.
Don't settle. Don't take something that you feel.
Especially
like,
if you don't like. You don't even sound comfortable writing that letter.
Yeah. Like, well, don't settle. Don't deal with nothing that you're not really prepared to deal with in the long run.
Yeah.
If you got problems now, like I heard a quote that was like, think about the times that you've broken up with somebody. You probably broke up with them over something that they showed you in the beginning.
Message. Ooh.
Niggas be showing you that they cheaters 3 months in. Like, nah, I'm a try.
Nigga cheating on sex. What make you think he won't cheat on you?
Girl, like, niggas be showing you. Let me not say niggas. People be showing you in general who they are, and you just gotta believe them. And if you're not ready to deal with that shit in the long run, then shit, fuck it.
I was in church, and like the pastor was like, you know, sometimes he was talking about like, you know, sometimes you have to be disciplined, and it may be like God telling you. Way off topic, not to off topic, but just like veering in the Jesus lane. But he was like, you know, God may be telling you to work out like for your mate. And he's like, God, why am I working out? He's like, it's not for you to lose weight. It's to see if you can stay disciplined to one thing. Mm. How are you going to try to be with somebody for the rest of your life and you can't even be faithful to yourself every day?
Mm.
I was like, God damn, that's like true. Like
a fucking fact. Well, I didn't even say that about the when we're talking about the Lord, but that's true.
He know your heart.
He do.
All right. So, hope that helped.
Yeah, hope that helped, and good luck. And find your know your worth, queen.
And find a nigga. Look, there's a nigga ready to eat you out right now.
Eat me out. Eat me out.
Update. I shaved my booty.
How did it go?
I guess it went okay. I still couldn't get the. And you talking about grip one cheek and I just swiped. I just was swiping in there. Okay, I felt like
don't swipe too hard now. Just I didn't be swipe mindful.
I didn't swipe, but I felt like it was pretty productive. I've tried to shave like every day. It's still a lot to do. That's a
you
lot.
You try to shave your ass every day or just the front?
Just the front.
Oh, okay.
It's still a lot to do.
I mean, but if there's no hair there, it's really just swipe, swipe.
It's none, so I don't know what I'm swiping. Yeah. So I feel like I'm shaving skin.
I mean, then if you feel like that, then you can do like three times a week.
I could probably go once a week.
Okay, well, do once a week.
I listen to that. I'm not hairy. I'm just like, this. All right. But yes, the general consensus did show that people do not shave their asshole.
You talking about on Twitter?
No, and people still kept, I said shave. Y'all kept saying wax. When you wax, your front, your back automatically get waxed.
But you talking about on Twitter.
That's your faux photo that you buying.
Twitter said no. Instagram said yes.
But the people on Instagram were talking about waxing.
In the comments. The vote still said it was majority yes.
And the majority of people that say yes are the ones who wax.
Okay. It makes you feel better.
It does.
It does. It does. Yeah, it's time to go.
All right, y'all. If you want to send promo, be a part of Hear You Podcast, want to send us your shit to shout you out, have questions, comments, or concerns, hit us up at hearyoupodcast@gmail.com. Our social medias are the same. Hear You Podcast at Gmail. Or Hear You Podcast, goddamn. Goddamn me. You can find me at @who_that_breezy. @who_that_breezy. BREEZY. And where can they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tana Taught You. That is TANNAH Taught You.
Any announcements?
No announcements yet, but we should have something coming soon.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, shout out to everybody. We had fun, and we will talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.